Queen. It's a kind of magic. You're going to be hearing about some magic wall creations in just a moment. Thank you, Joe Alt, who tweeted about selfies. I'm asking you, do you like having a selfie taken, or do you like having your photo taken at all? And she says, absolutely not, Trish. Definitely not a selfie. A close photo, my lines and flaws. Let me have some peace of mind, she says. Okay, keep them coming in, please. I'd love to hear from you. Do you take selfies? Do you like having your photo taken? 0345 900 5200 is the way that you get through. We'll call you straight back as well, and it's a standard rate, so it's cheap. You can text 81333, start your message with CW, or email me trishonair@bbc.co.uk. Now, I like to bring you something, what I've learned, or that you've brought something to us that you've learned. And what I've learned today is that Pat Wilson from Kent has created some election candidate looky likes. Armed with her needles, she's created the knitting doppelgangers of David Cameron, Ed Miliband and Nigel Farage. Oh, you are a clever woman. The knitted creations have gone mad on social media, with some of the candidates retweeting some of the images. Oh, Pat Wilson, you are a famous woman today.
Hello.
Don't you try and be shy and coy with me, young lady.
No, what a great show. Fantastic music. It's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Pat. That's lovely. Hey, who knows, Pat, you might be able to knit me at this rate.
I've been having a look at your pictures. It's not impossible.
You've not got enough wool to knit this afro.
Oh, I'm not sure that's true. I have boxes of the stuff.
I'm loving your creations. Tell us.
Thank you.
Now, before we concentrate on the parliamentary candidates, where did it all start for you, Pat?
Well, I think, as you mentioned earlier, it started with this wonderful book written by this woman, Fiona Goebel, called Knit Your Own Royal Wedding, which was back in 2010. And my family is just complete royalists. I think my mother had more pictures on her wall of the royal family than she did of me and my sister. So I've just grown up surrounded by the images of them. And so it was right up my street, and literally, because that's where I put it. I put it in my window, which I live in Deal in Kent, which is by the sea.
Oh, beautiful.
And in the conservation area, we have lots of little tiny streets, and the houses front onto the street. So my window was an absolute ideal place to put them in, and the reaction was just fantastic. So that sort of started, I can't believe that's nearly 5 years ago now. I've been knitting ever since.
Wow, I must admit, we've shown the images around our office and everyone was howling. They loved them. You've got Ed Miliband right down to the tip. The sort of the long jaw.
I mean, they're not perfect, all of them. Some are better than others, but I mean, it is wool after all. And I mean, there's a limit to what you can do with a needle and a piece of yarn, but I think I've got a flavour of them.
Yeah.
I think, judging by the reaction, because they're all in my window at the moment, and people just go by and I just hear this laughter and lots of clicking of cameras and things, people taking pictures. But like you said, some of the candidates retweeted theirs. I mean, Natalie Bennett was the key to kicking it all off.
Yes!
She retweeted hers, I think, within minutes of getting it. And that's where it got picked up on BuzzFeed and the press, and the phone's just been ringing non-stop.
Which is great. And of course, now you did an interview here. We're really grateful you found the time. You know what? Honestly, Pat, give it another week and we'd be talking through an agent with you.
I'm not sure that's true. But I mean, it's been fun. I mean, because I've done so many different things. I mean, after the reaction to the royals, I started sort of commemorating topical events that were going on. So, I mean, we had some really busy years. I mean, because we had the Olympics, we had the Tour de France. So I crocheted all the Olympic medals as we won them.
Yes.
So they all went in the window, all with a label, and people were tapping on the window, making sure I had the right numbers. And Bradley was there. Bradley was in and out of the window, I think, for most of that year, because he did so well. He won the Tour de France before that and the Olympic medal.
Can I say, though, Pat, I do think Bradley Wiggins looks a bit like Ed Sheeran.
Yes, we're talking back in the early days.
Oh, here, sorry.
I could probably do a better fist of him now.
Oh.
I did get some offers to buy him, though. People did want him.
I was going to ask that. That was my next question, Pat. Can I buy David Cameron, or are they not for sale?
No, they're not for sale. I mean, I have been asked whether, you know, I'm going to start up a business knitting these politicians, and the answer is most definitely no. But I do commissions for people. I mean, if somebody wants one. I mean, mostly it's been friends and family birthdays and so on.
Now, I have to say as well, Pat, have you used more expensive wool? Because Nigel Farage looks at it. It's nice wool, but...
Yes, there is a variety.
Oh, is
there? Variety, yes. He did get some quite good wool.
Did he?
You shouldn't take anything from that.
Right. I just wanted to make sure, because we have to be unbiased on the BBC.
I
love the fact that you've knitted a pint in his hand as well.
Yes, he's got a pint and a fag.
I think it's wonderful. And then you got retweeted by Nick Clegg.
I
think so. Apparently, let me look. I know that Natalie Bennett retweeted you.
Yes, I'm not sure.
I read that Nick Clegg did as well.
Perhaps he'll listen to your show.
I'm sure he will. So what's next then, Pat? You've tackled the parliamentary candidates. What's next?
I know. Well, I'm a great fan. I was a great fan when I was growing up of Alice in Wonderland, and it's the 150th anniversary of its publication in November. So... that I will do. There's a couple of competitions I'm going to enter. I won tickets to Glastonbury knitting.
Yes!
That was pretty good.
I read that. Yeah, that's wonderful. How did that work? How did that come about?
The EE ran a competition that you had to recreate an album cover of somebody who had been at Glastonbury, either past or present.
Yeah.
And Blur had an album called Their Greatest Hits, which had a beautiful Julian Opie painting on it.
Yeah.
Before, just line drawings of the four characters, band members. Yeah. So they just were a gift. So I did them overnight.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly.
I posted it in. And I won two tickets. It was great. There was a little bit of photoshopping went on.
Oh, OK. OK. But not everyone's been happy with your knitted creations. I hear the Mayor of Deal. The Mayor of Deal's not too happy with you, young lady. Tell us why.
Every year this is the ex-mayor, Marlene. She ran a competition called Deal in Bloom, and it's for gardeners. I mean, it's a serious competition, and people, you know, get their gardens ready and tweak them and all the rest of it.
Yes.
So I rather tongue-in-cheek entered a knitted window, and I had my garden and flowers and all things that were all knitted in there.
Nice. But,
the mayor emerged as a gnome, and one of the councillors was also a gnome with a little fishing rod, but... Given she was only about 3 inches tall.
Oh, right.
I actually did manage to get her quite well, and the councillors were just in fits of laughter. They couldn't stop it.
I'm sure she was very happy as well. Let's leave it there. Pat, it's been a delight to speak to you.
It's so nice of you to call me.
No, it's okay. We're going to put some of your knitted creations up on our Facebook page.
That's lovely.
And I must say, not that we're allowed to say, I kind of prefer the Ed Miliband knit to the David Cameron. But that's only in knitted form, so we are completely impartial at the BBC.
Yes, yes,
take care, Pat. It's lovely speaking to
you. That's lovely. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I implore you to have a look at some of those creations. Oh, implore. That's a big word for me on a Monday. Let me write that down. Implore. I beg you. I suggest you have a look at some of the images on our Facebook page of Pat Wilson's creations. She's very talented.